For a year in which city council meetings were held virtually and few events took place, how is it that Ward 2 Count. Michael Vignini claimed $13,820 in mileage in 2021? Ward 4 Count. Jeff McCausland sought an answer to this question during tonight's Finance and Administration Committee meeting when Mayor and Councilors' 2021 remuneration and expenses came up for discussion. I feel an obligation to question the claim publicly if only from a good governance and accountability perspective, McCausland said, noting that at a mileage rate of 53 cents per kilometer, Vignini claimed 26,076 kilometers for council work in 2021. The average number of kilometers traveled among Canadians is 15,200, McCausland noted. How is it possible that for a year with very few meetings and very few events and that saw everyone in Ontario stuck at home in mandated lockdowns you drove 171% of the Canadian average annual mileage for council purposes alone? I don't have to answer to you, Count. McCausland, I answer to the constituents, Vignini responded remotely. You don't live in a rural area. Ward 2 is 797.6 square kilometers in size, and Vignini said that he's on the road, 4 of 7 nights per week, although he didn't specify why. It's the municipality's second largest ward behind only Ward 7, served by Count. Mike Yakubo, which is 1,196.3 square kilometers in size. I can justify every kilometer because it's all detailed, Vignini said, walking his colleagues through a brief presentation in which he displayed images of his mileage logbook and his vehicles, which include a truck, a winter car and 2 summer cars. I find this very, very belittling, Vignini said later on in the discussion, and that he has been attacked in recent weeks. Mr. Chair, when does it end? I'm offended that anyone would even question me on that, he said of his mileage. I never put mileage in before we started this pandemic. Vignini claimed $5,958.26 in mileage in 2020, $12,681.76 in mileage in 2019 and did not claim any mileage in any of the preceding years. Ward 5 Count. Robert Kerwin's mileage expense of $3,553.65 was also questioned tonight, with Ward 1 Count. Mark Signoretti asking him to explain it. I like to have a look at the ward and see what was going on, Kerwan said. No specific visits to any particular person, but just so I can see how playgrounds and roads and everything else was going. Signoretti said he wouldn't question Ward 3 Count. Jerry Montpelier on his $3,629.44 mileage expense because the rural councillor has driven to Tom Davies Square to take part in meetings in person throughout the pandemic. Montpelier did not attend tonight's meeting. Not comfortable with all of the expenses that were claimed but declining to specify her concern any further, Ward 9 Count. Deb McIntosh introduced a successful motion to have the city's travel and expense policy reviewed by administration during the first quarter of 2023. This is separate from the mayor and councillor remuneration review, which is expected to take place around the same time. As for compensation, the city's 12 councillors were paid a total of $574,959.49 last year, averaging $47,913 each. Their benefits totaled $170,915, averaging $14,243 each. Mayor Brian Bigger's compensation was $175,326, plus benefits of $49,883.05. In 2020, the mayor's compensation was $180,448 and his benefits totaled $48,425. At the time, city councillors' pay averaged $48,837 and their benefits averaged $12,967. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.